With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrup. Arrests are climbing around the country as anti-Israel protests continue to roil college campuses. Administrators with graduation ceremonies next month are facing demands to cut financial ties to Israel against the backdrop of the Israel-Hamas war. On Fox News Sunday, Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance says he doesn't agree with House Speaker Johnson, who had suggested the National Guard be called out to stop the violence.
I don't know if you need to call in the National Guard. Maybe you just call in the police, right? This is often framed as a free speech debate. Everyone accepts that there are time, place, and manner restrictions. These guys have the right to peacefully protest, even if we criticize the message. They do not have the right to set up tent cities on our public spaces and turn our cities into garbage dumps. That is what I think we should not allow, and I think the police should be able to handle that job pretty easily.
President Biden had another conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu as pressure builds on Israel and Hamas to reach a deal that would free some Israeli hostages and bring a ceasefire in the war in Gaza. The White House says Mr. Biden reiterated his clear position as Israel plans to invade Rafah despite global concern for the more than million Palestinians who are sheltering there. Meanwhile, the Biden administration unveils some tough new power plant rules, as we hear from Greg Cluxton.
A new rule being issued by the Environmental Protection Agency would force coal-fired power plants to capture smokestack emissions or shut down. It's the latest effort by the Biden administration to put new limits on greenhouse gas emissions from electric plants run by fossil fuel. The CEO of the National Mining Association says, with the latest rules, the EPA is systematically dismantling the reliability of the U.S.
Meanwhile, U.S. intelligence officials have determined Russian President Putin likely did not order the death of Alexei Navalny. SRN News. Scotland has an abortion battle on its hands.
Lawmakers there are working on a bill that would ban all pro-life activity outside of abortion clinics, even silent prayer. People don't like it. A recent poll found that 77% of respondents oppose the legislation. Scotland has laws guaranteeing freedom of speech and religion, but they don't have the weight of laws here in the U.S. Scotland just adopted a new hate crime statute that many people fear will curtail speech. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews in Tunisia who organize an annual pilgrimage to one of the world's oldest synagogues are planning a scaled-down event next month, citing concerns about security, less than a year after a deadly shooting there shook their community. Thousands usually make the journey to the 2,600-year-old building in Djerba. That's the North African island where many of Tunisia's remaining 1,500 Jews reside. This is SRN News. A macabre celebration in Italy.
Dozens of people have given the fascist salute in northern Italy to mark the 79th anniversary of the execution of Italian dictator Benito Mussolini. Dressed in black and carrying banners, a large group of neo-fascists marched along Lake Como to the location where partisans executed Mussolini and his lover at the end of World War II. As they reached the location, one member of the group cried out,
"Camerata Benito Mussolini!"
Comrade Benito Mussolini. The crowd of supporters reply,
Present,
and raise their arms to form the fascist salute. I'm Karen Chemas.
10 people wounded by gunfire when an argument turned violent at a Florida party this weekend. The Seminole County Sheriff's Office took in a 16-year-old suspect into custody. He's being charged with firing a weapon in public, using a firearm during a felony, and illegal possession by a minor. More at SRN News.